Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Thursday, November 17th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. 26,650 head will be on offer, 6,100 feeder steers, 2,300 feeder heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and 5,000 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell and for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, good afternoon. We had a stronger cattle futures market today here midweek. December live cattle 52 higher at 151.80. The February is $1.20 higher at 154.25. April's $1 higher at 157.72. The June's up 52 here at 153.62. There was some trade report at midday early. It was 150 bid early in the day, and that helped the futures a touch. And then later in the day, it looked like we had some 150 trade in Kansas. So that was enough to lift the futures up just a hair. Feeder cattle futures were basically unchanged in November, up two at 175.70. They will expire tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last trading day for them. It's early in the month of November because Thanksgiving is the last Thursday. The January 45 higher at 177.47. The March up 45 at 180.25. A pretty quiet day overall. You know, yesterday the market was under quite a bit of pressure. So we did kind of hold the line there. Lean hog market anywhere from steady to about 27 higher. Friday after the close, we have a cattle on feed report. The average number on feed for November 1st is 98.3% last year, 11.75 million head. Placements, 96.5%. Marketing is 101%. So that report's Friday after the close, 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the Stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade.
Well, the grain futures kind of fell apart, especially in the bean market today. We were sharply lower with January down 27 at 14.30. March down 26 at 14.35 and three quarters. Corn was 1 to 2 lower. The wheats were anywhere from about 9 to 12 lower. July Kansas City wheat down 9 3/4 at 9.27. We've really been right here in this steady range, going back really to the beginning of September. So we're looking for some sort of direction. Yesterday there was that report that the Russians had apparently shot a missile, hit Poland. But I don't think that's exactly what happened. As reports come out, it sounds like that wasn't really how it went down, and the markets saw that and have retreated due to that. But that's still an ongoing thing. We also have this Russian and Ukrainian corridor. I think the Russians are kind of moving toward opening it back up or extending the current deal. So that's pressuring markets. Currently, the Dow Jones down about 30. Crude oil today is quite a big mover. It's right now in December, it's down $1.15 to $85.77. So about a dollar to a dollar 15 lower. Bonds are up 123. December bonds are 126. That's almost 8 points off their lows, which indicates that interest rates, long-term 30-year mortgages, et cetera, are coming down off their high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.